Welcome to the Daily Dietitian Podcast. I am your host, Stacey Mitchell. I am so happy to have you here. My goal for this podcast is to break down the latest health topics and help clear the clutter in the messy world of nutrition and fitness. We hope to inspire, educate, and entertain all things wellness. Join us as we talk with experts in their fields on how to feel our best in our own body and mind. Hey there, thank you for joining us this week. Today we are going to talk about easy meals to the rescue. Those meals that can be made in minutes, especially as those spring activities come and you find your family members coming and going and dinner time is not always the same time as it is. I know some of you are struggling with finding what to make for the family in the time frame between 4 and 8 p.m. That makes dinner really tricky to find something that works for everyone. Well, I have some easy dinner ideas that might help, and they can be put together in less than 20 minutes. Do I have your attention now? I love super duper simple meals that can be thrown together in minutes, and we don't have to reheat 3-day-old leftovers that nobody wants. And I don't have to be in the kitchen for an hour or more, you know? And if you are like me at times playing taxi mom and spending an hour in the kitchen, that can be difficult. And even when I don't have any activities for the night, I still don't want to be in the kitchen for more than 30 minutes because I want to be outside enjoying the weather. So my dietitian friend Karina and I were talking about how the need of people wanting easy meal ideas, 2 or 3 ingredient meals that can be put together in a matter of minutes. So we have come up with 10 easy, healthy meal ideas that feature shortcut healthy items from Trader Joe's. We have made a simple PDF with pictures of the products and the meal pairing. If you have a brain like mine, you can just look at this resource and know exactly what to buy for each dinner. There are no recipes, just 2 to 4 products that you put together to make a balanced dinner. It is so awesome. I will talk about 4 of the recipes that I just made this week. And 1, they tasted delicious. 2, they were extremely simple with these shortcut items. 3, they were packed with nutrients. I really felt good about serving this to my family, coming from a dietitian mom. Yeah. So here are the 4 meals that I will share: chicken, sausage, potato and pepper sheet pan dinner, mini chicken tacos, salmon burgers and fries, and mandarin chicken veggie stir fry bowl. So for the first one, the sheet pan dinner featuring the chicken sausage, potatoes and peppers. I think these chicken sausages are my favorite. Some of the chicken sausages, I think, are too salty or they have a thicker casing and it's harder to digest. But the Trader Joe's roasted garlic chicken sausage can be found in the refrigerated meat section. We pair them with the Trader Joe's roasted potatoes with peppers and onions. These are found in the freezer section and they are already seasoned. They are so simple. If you have these on hand, I throw the entire bag into my air fryer for about 10 minutes, and that makes a really easy side too. The first time I made them, my husband was smoking a delicious brisket, and he's like, do you have some sides? And I thought dinner was going to be done. Like, he was smoking this and taking the time, and I thought he was going to do it all. And I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. Let me see what I have here. So I found this bag in the freezer and it was the perfect pairing to the brisket. But anyway, that's off topic. Come back on the sheet pan dinner. So you have your chicken sausage, your bag of potatoes, onions, and peppers. And to add more to this dish, we added a bag of fresh mini sweet peppers. So lightly chop them and add to the sheet pan. I didn't even add any drizzle of olive oil or anything because everything else was already seasoned. It didn't need it, now that I think of it. But you chop the sausage into little bites. You open up the bag of frozen potatoes, peppers, and onions, and then you lightly chop the mini sweet peppers, add everything to the baking dish, bake at 425 degrees for about 20 minutes, and I will point out, this dish is still delicious for leftovers for lunch. Really, it's that good. The next dinner idea, we have mini chicken tacos. I have been buying these for years, and maybe you have too, but I remember one of my daughter's friends would always ask for these mini chicken tacos every time she would come over to her house. I felt pretty special. These mini tacos are great to throw in the air fryer for about 10 minutes. The tacos are made with minimal ingredients like corn tortillas, chicken breast, roasted green salsa. And as I was looking at the ingredients, I just realized they are dairy-free. So my daughter can have them as well. I am so excited to tell her about that. I thought there was cheese in them. No cheese in this product. We paired the mini tacos with guac, avocado, fresh salsa, whatever you like. And we have also listed a Southwest salad kit with this meal. Seriously, this meal can be made in 11 minutes tops. So simple and also great for your teens to throw in the air fryer for those summer lunches that they can put together too. Yay, add that to the list. Okay. I'm getting excited just talking about these products. Products make me happy. The next dinner idea, salmon burgers, fries, and salad. Very, very basic, but very delicious. If you are not a fan of fish or salmon burgers, please give this one a try because these burgers, they're not huge. They're a good portion size and they provide a great source of lean protein. And salmon is just so good for you. They do not taste fishy. I even ate one for leftovers, and it was delicious. I think that says a lot. When something tastes really good the next day for leftovers, you're like, this one's a keeper. So they come frozen, and there are four patties to a box. I will be honest. My kids are not a fan of seafood Thursday night, but the majority of the time, they will eat these salmon burgers. So I'm winning at dinner time. One patty provides 15 grams of protein. Get this, 100% of your daily value source of vitamin D. That makes a dietitian so happy. And even some potassium, okay? So these patties can be thawed and cooked in a skillet for a couple of minutes on each side. We paired them with hamburger buns, seasoned Trader Joe's waffle fries. Yum. Put them in the air fryer for about 10 minutes. Add a salad kit and you have such a delicious and balanced dinner. Again, from start to finish, I would say this meal would be done in about 10 to 12 minutes. We are killing it on the time here. And for the final meal, I will be talking about the Mandarin Chicken and Veggie Stir Fry Bowl. Wow, I was really surprised by this dish in a great way. First off, the Trader Joe's frozen organic jasmine rice. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. That was my kids' favorite part of the meal. They picked at the veggies and the chicken, but the rice, they loved it. So the rice comes frozen and can be heated in the microwave in a couple of minutes. And guess what? It is so fluffy. I am not a very good rice cooker, maker, whatever you call it. But this rice comes out perfect. I will be buying this from now on. And the Asian vegetable stir fry blend is a fresh item. It's found in the produce section right by where you would buy your salad kits or maybe baby carrots. You saute the veggies in a skillet, cook until tender, and the last product needed is the mandarin orange chicken found in the frozen section. This product is made with dark chicken meat. It comes breaded. I heated this up and added it to the veggies and rice, and voila, just like that, three ingredients, dinner was done. Usually, the packaged breaded meats like this one is not my favorite, but I was so impressed with the flavor. It was restaurant worthy. And it wasn't loaded with sodium or sugar or added sugar. The bag contains 5 servings. And in one serving, it provides 21 grams of protein, 1 gram of fiber, and only 6 grams of sugar. That is fabulous. And only, forgot to add this one in there, 330 milligrams of sodium. That is low when it comes to a meal item. It does come with 2 sauce packets, and this sauce covers the entire dish, even with the addition of the veggies and the rice. So you don't need anything else. 3 ingredients for this meal. That is it. And again, it can be made in 15 minutes and perfect if you are craving some Chinese food for something simple and satisfying. I will be sharing these products and meal ideas on my social media for the rest of this month. If you want to see the fun videos that I put together, show you how I do it all. Really, it's not anything too complicated, obviously. But if you want the full freebie listing for the 10 meal ideas, I have a link in the show notes. And I just really hope this is helpful for you. My goal, as always, is to help you stress less about food, especially during the busy dinner time, and keep it simple. Add some color and truly fall in love with the foods you are eating. Please share these ideas with a friend that may also be struggling to find super duper simple, balanced meal ideas. And I hope this helps your season of life wherever you are. And thank you so much for joining us on the Daily Dietitian Podcast.